When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey girl, hey,
and welcome to Friday, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace. Alexis is off today, filling in today, and well, probably for the next few months. ladies and gentlemen, Dawn McClain, and over there, brother Rob. Good morning,
hey,
everybody.
Hey.
Hey, girl, hi. Raise your glass, take a sip of your beverage,
oh,
and
yeah.
Let's begin the show.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Let me drink some more of this stolen beverage.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
I know. Dawn's a thief this morning. She stole a beverage out of MC's refrigerator.
Yeah, it belongs to his kid.
Well, Dawn's taking food right out of the mouth of a child.
Sorry, that's little MC.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he's 14, yeah. So that's okay. It's a sparkling ice pink grapefruit.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put a bow on the conversation. It's a conversation I love talking about, just a lack of awareness. And I really think most annoyances that people have with other human beings,
mm-hmm.
can be boiled down to a lack of awareness.
Yes.
I'm serious. A variety of awarenesses.
Yeah, we're talking about ourselves, too.
Yes. I'm not free of this. I'm just saying, whether it's social awareness, like when you stay a little bit too long at a party. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you're having a conversation that you've butted into and you stay a minute too long. Whether you're in a movie and you're talking, that's a act of lack of social awareness. The reason I'm putting a bow on this is because if you just tuned in, Dawn and Rob and I were talking about Starbucks, because the catalyst was the world's largest Starbucks just opened on Chicago's Magnificent Mile. It's like 80 stories or something. I don't know. And Dawn went on a tangent, and then I went on a tangent about Disney World, and how if you would like to see Colin Matheson lose, like turn into bug, like Roadrunner and Coyote, Wile E. Coyote, go to Starbucks at Walt Disney World. Stand in line for 15 minutes, and then when you get to the register,
yeah,
then start to process what you want.
Oh.
If you want to be slapped in the back of the head by Colin Matheson, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Colin's friend, and she's my friend too, don't tell any of his other friends, she's my favorite.
Oh.
Yeah, I give Colin's, so Carrie's my favorite. Andrea, Colin's other friend from high school, I call her out all the time because she listens to Dave Ryan. So I call her out, yes.
Yes.
Whatever, Andrea, whatever.
She's not listening, doesn't matter. You can say it all you want.
No, oh, seriously. She she came to a Christmas party one time of ours, and she's like, okay, I'll come. She goes, I'll come. I'm there to support you, but is Fallon going to be there? And I was like,
hey, now.
I have a radio show too, lady. Anyway, so Carrie.
Care if I'm there or not.
No, she
whatever, Carrie.
Like, I love Fallon too, but hello, daddy got to pay the bills. Listen to my show. Okay, so Carrie writes in, and Carrie is a My Talker. That's another reason why I love her. She's a dedicated My Talker. But
this
Carrie,
is a different Carrie than your.
This is Colin's Carrie.
Oh, this is
you've met her before.
Okay.
You've met her before at different parties.
Okay, but okay.
Carrie just, and I love her.
Yep.
She
I
is
just got her face in my mind. Yes.
She is an independent woman of the millennium because she travels by herself all the time. She don't care. She don't need nobody. She went around the world recently and she said, I just returned home from my worldly travels. It is truly amazing to me the lack of awareness other tourists have no matter where I go. I swear.
Ooh, Americans. So, I'm so embarrassed.
I think she just means not just Americans, but just tourists of all places.
Okay, yeah.
Just a human beings. There is just a lack of awareness of social awareness around you. Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm trying to.
Rob, what is it, Rob? What is it?
People are too focused on their own needs. My pet peeve. And this isn't about, because I'm not from Minnesota, but I live here and I've been here over 10 years. So yes. I consider myself a Minnesotan. I'm home. We're supposed to be standoffish. And, you know, when you're waiting in line, you don't need to be right in other people's space.
Back up, yo.
Cafe Latte. I love that place on Grand Avenue.
Yeah.
Fresh salad, great soup. It's cafeteria style. You know, so you've got your tray, you've got your stuff on your plates, you're sliding down to the register.
Yep.
You know, you're not going to get to the register any faster by being, you know, in my left ear.
No.
So, haters, back up, yo.
Back up.
It's weird.
You know what I thought you were going to say, Rob, and Dawn's heard me say this, and I think my talkers in the car right now, I always love this. I can see you nodding your head. This is the example I thought you were going to give. When you are in line at Target and you are still processing your order and they are right up against you by the credit card machine.
Right.
I have looked at people like, get your ass back up. I'm not done punching in my code.
God.
Get back.
It's not going to make it go any faster if you're next to me. It's so weird.
Back up. I don't want you seeing my code. And my stuff is, my crap is still on the conveyor belt.
Don't listen.
My tampons.
Back up, yo.
Yes.
Get out of here.
I got my maxi pads, my sex toys. Get back.
Oh, my God.
Not that they sell sex toys at Target. I'm just saying.
I think they do, actually.
I have stuff. She is still zipping. She's still zapping my stuff. She's still scanning my stuff. And you are all up in my grill. Back up.
Mm.
Yeah.
Really?
Rob, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It happens to me a lot at Target. People, I'm just like, okay, give me space. I'm still processing my order.
I know we don't have time right now, but I need to be reminded. This is a show meeting on the air. I need to tell you about my interaction in the drive-thru with the guy.
Oh, well, let's take a break. Sure. We'll do that. We'll give you an update on Alexis and passing notes. It's going to be a busy show, girl. But remember, back up. Give us space. We'll be right back. Welcome back. An update on our beloved Alexis moments away. Right now, though, Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Rocket Man. I'm Jace with Lex. And Don McClain, Alex is off. We'll explain that in a minute. Brother Rob is here. Don, you said you had a weird...
Yeah, I had a kind of a weird interaction. I explained this story to MC the night before last. So I went to the gym, and I hadn't eaten lunch yet.
Yeah.
And I went through the drive-thru of a establishment in Roseville to get a grilled chicken sandwich, okay? And I pulled up and, you know, I kind of can't hear the guy very well. And so he said something. I thought, hey, I'll take your order. Welcome to whatever. So I start to give my order and he goes, I need a name for the order. And I go, oh, sorry. It's Dawn. And he's like, okay, thank you. Go ahead. And so I give the order and then I thought, as I'm pulling around, I thought, you know, there's just not customer service anymore. You know, there's just, people are a little rude, you know? So I'm like, God, where are the people out there who just want to be nice in your day? So I pull around thinking these negative thoughts that I shouldn't have thought, because when I pull up there and I see this young gentleman, he goes, hi, Don. And I go, hi. He's also running his fingers through his hair when he looks at me.
Oh, boy.
He goes, I getting your order ready here. And I go, all right. And then he says this, Jason. He goes, do you have any plants today?
No, he does not.
You know, when someone says, do you have any plans today? Usually it's followed up by, let me take you out or let's go to lunch or something. So I was like, thrown off guard. You know, he's about, I don't know, I would say nowhere over like maybe 21, okay? This is a kid. And I go, I'm going to take a nap.
You didn't.
I go, I'm taking a nap. Yeah, it's all I got. I just went to the gym, taking a nap and eating a sandwich. Is that boring? And he goes, no, not at all. He goes, I wish I could take a nap.
Oh, no!
And I go, oh, yeah, that's too bad, huh? And then he goes, do you live nearby?
Oh, no.
He goes, do you live close to here? He's making conversation with me before my sandwich comes out. But then he runs his hand. This is a real tell. It's a body language thing. When men will touch their hair, ladies, they're kind of into you or they're a little nervous. So he was kept doing that. I'm like, what are you doing? I almost said, and then I'm going to call my daughter who's 28.
No, Todd.
No, but so I'm like, this is weird. This kind of, is he hitting on me? So I tell this, I tell this story to MC, my boyfriend later, who's just a year older than me, you know, and he knows I used to date younger guys. I'm like, do you think he was hitting on me? And he goes, I don't know. And he looks down at my cleavage, which was prominently displayed. And he goes, I mean, did you have those out? I said, I beg your pardon, sir.
I'm a lady.
I beg your pardon, of course.
How dare you?
I go, I did, but does that make... He goes, yeah. I mean, if I was looking down, and I'm like, actually, I had my coat on, so no. How dare you suggest that he would just be looking at my...
boobies.
Yeah. So anyway, that was kind of a weird thing. And I drove away a little like fanning myself like, oh.
Hey, here's how I would receive that. That would be a hell of an ego boost. Are you kidding me, Don?
I'm like, I didn't even have any makeup on. I just came from the gym. You know, I didn't look good. But and then I got a lot of compliments from MC saying I'm beautiful without makeup. And of course, he was hitting on me. So but it was just weird.
You take that compliment and run with it like Secretariat, girl.
Anyway, that's my little
story. A 20-something guy is hitting on you, girl. That is you.
I still got it.
You still got it. That's what that means right there. Oh, that is good.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well, you know. We have a great update. I'm sure you saw on social media. If you did not see on social media, there is a reason why Alexis is not here today. Dawn and I are thrilled to tell you that yesterday, Alexis and Angel welcomed a baby boy into the world. And that's about all we know, right, Dawn? That's it.
And plus, you know, this is the most important time of her life. It's her story to tell. So the details we know, we're not going to share with you because of HIPAA violation. Also because it is her story to tell, and she'll tell you when she's ready and whatever she wants to tell. If it's next year, if it's when she comes back from maternity leave, the details. But all you need to know is that both of them are doing fine, and
they're doing great,
really happy, and it's just such a great time because her mother was coming in to visit, so her mom, you know, is here, and oh my gosh, I couldn't be happier for her.
Absolutely. I mean, sincerely, I will tell you one funny interaction that I had with her, and that is I reminded her that of course she had the baby yesterday.
Yeah.
Of course she did, because it was Give to the Max Day. So yes, my talkers, Alexis delivered a real charity baby. Of course she did. That's right. It couldn't have been any other way. She delivered an actual charity baby.
Oh,
so,
my gosh,
yes.
Hilarious.
I laughed out loud. So, but I'm just, yeah, I'm so happy for her. And whenever, I mean, I thought about this on the day that she told Dawn and me about the announcement that she was pregnant. I always go back to probably one of the most intimate and personal conversations we've ever had. And I'll reshare because I've shared it on the show before and she hasn't minded. So because it's just a really special moment. I really haven't felt closer to I up until that point, I didn't feel as close to Alexis as I did in that moment. And we've always been good friends, but we were in doubt.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Alice in 2012, and we were walking around downtown Dallas, and we were right by Daley Plaza. And even then, they were struggling to have a baby. Mm-hmm. And it was really that time period. It was really rough. And I have rarely seen Lex cry.
Yeah.
And that was one of the moments where it just really hit her. And it showed me how hard this was for her. I had previously, I didn't know, and she kind of opened up to me and the struggle. So I saw it up close, and I've known about it for years. And so to see her finally get her miracle, it's just remarkable. It's so, there's not enough words. You can, wonderful, great, magnificent, joyous. I mean, there really isn't enough words to describe how we all feel for Lex and Angel, because it's not drumming it up to say it's a miracle. It really is a miracle for those two. So
yeah, and just a quick reminder that I'm going to say this in a sensitive way, but please realize that social media is her job, and yeah. So I would welcome you. Of course, the post that she put up, you know, to comment on that would be great. But if you could just give them this time and not send her personal messages, that would be helpful, because she's so nice and she feels like she has to answer everybody, and it's hard for us to keep up with that. Like, if you ever don't get a message back, I don't even remember that I have Instagram. I actually have it set to where it has to alert me that one came through, but I don't even like really know how to access it most of the time. So if you get, it's not to be ignored. We just have people contacting us in so many ways, Facebook, Twitter, emails, you know, it's a job in and of itself. So if you could just put a comment on there, fine, but
on her post. Yeah.
Is that bad? No, I just don't want her to work or feel like protective. She has to work.
No. She, yeah. This is her time to relax. And she posted on all social media yesterday. So your love, and I was reading some of them, y'all are so nice and so loving. And your love for Alexis, believe me, is shared by us. So thank you. Your sweetness yesterday, like I said, I was skimming through a lot of your comments. Y'all are the best. So, yeah, I would encourage you just to post your love on. She posted on Twitter and on Facebook and on Instagram. And I know she's reading them. She told me last night. So seven, we love you, Lex. Seven. And when we know more, like she told me the minute I said, girl, you best tell us the moment you name this baby, because people are going to be asking. So she goes, girl, I will. So as soon as we know the name of the baby, we'll let you know. 728. When we come back, everybody, it's a twofer. We're going to have passing notes and then some would you rather. A fun 7 o'clock hour continues right after this.
And when I jump in, I'm burning rubber. Iced out.
This has been Alexis Out of Context.
Oh, crap. I did it again. Now, okay, Rob, stop the music. Now, darn it, I'm fixing this right now, Dawn.
Okay.
I am fixing this.
I can see your screen and what you do now.
I know. Isn't this funny that you can now? I'm fixing this. Now, audience, we are having a show meeting on the air right now. I am typing in because we have these things, these little opens, and I always have the close of that. You know what I mean? Like the end of that segment.
Yeah.
I have not been able to run the intro to that. And my computer doesn't like me typing. Dawn, can you take over the typing of that and just put Alexis intro maybe and see what pops up? I'll relinquish control of the mouse there, but and press search and see what comes up. Anyway, this has been driving me crazy for weeks now, and every time I try to do it,
sometimes you have to change the number of results to display over there because there's so much stuff in our program.
So audience, we are maybe there's too many spaces between Alexis and intro. Audience, I don't care, we're shutting down the show until I get some sort of resolution for this.
Ask Alexis.
We'll do it later. We'll do it later. Forget it. Anyway, let's do passing notes. It is Friday.
Yeah.
What do we know about this one, Dawn?
Well, all I know is that Donna Valentine came in to record. I believe she plays one of my best friends named Sarah. So I had two best friends, Sarah and Megan, in high school. And so this is Sarah. That's all I know.
Are you passing a note?
She passes me notes in class all the time.
Do you want to pass me a note and have me circle yes or no?
This is Passing Notes on Jason and Alexis. Old high school notes that producer Dawn found, read aloud by the MyTalk players.
It was sweet. We held hands and passed notes.
And you are to read that letter in front of my class.
Read it out loud.
Hey, we haven't heard from this character in a while. It's Dawn's friend Sarah, portrayed by Donna Valentine. She seems likable, if a little scattered.
Hey, what's up? Had any good snakes in your dreams lately? Smiley face. So what's up? Never mind, I already asked that.
I am freezing my butt off right now. Shut the window. I like the frost on the fingers action.
Oh, what?
Oh, that was stupid.
Agreed.
Shut up, Sarah. Concentrate on growing some tits.
Wait, you can do that?
That looks like a pretty way to spell it, so I took a chance. Wow. Say that through your nose. Wow. T-Y-N. Through your nose. Wow. Wow, wow. Wow, wow, wee. Wow, 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 wee. Wee.
Remember the time she wrote a note in French class?
Ooh, and Megan.
Where is Megan?
Est-ce qu'elle saute?
Is she skipping?
Elle est très moche.
She's very bad. Or included a baked goods recipe?
From Sarah's Kitchen. Recipe for mock peanut butter cups. 2 sticks margarine, 1 cup peanut butter.
This goes on for a little bit.
3 cups powdered sugar, 2 cups fine brown graham crackers, 1 package chocolate chips. Mix peanut butter and melted butter. Add powdered sugar slowly. Then graham cracker crumbs.
Going.
Press in cake pans, long rectangular kind. Pour melted chocolate.
Still going.
Remove from the refrigerator 1 hour before cutting to make it easier. Sorry, so sloppy. Yum. Sorry we didn't make them at my house. I love the way you make your A's. A. It's Neato Burrito.
Anyway, that's Sarah. So let's see what she's got to say this week.
Dawn. Hey there. Hi there. Ho there.
Hey, a Mickey Mouse Club reference right off the bat. Did you like that one, Jason?
I did.
Jason, you're there, right?
Yes. Yes.
Just checking. Carry on, Sarah.
Wow. Am I cool? Hey, when I called Jason, this is what happened. His mom.
Hello?
Me.
Is Jason there?
His mom.
Yes, but I'm on the other line. Can I take a message? Oh. Is this Dawn?
Me.
Yeah. Tell him I can't talk anymore.
Remember when we had our friends do our dirty work for us because we were too shy to do it on our own?
Oh. Yes.
We'll have to get Dawn's remembrance of this.
Oh. Dude, that was yesterday, dude. All right, man. Whoa. What did Jason say when your mom hung up? Was he surprised? Is your mom mad?
Wait, I thought you called. Maybe there was a second call that involved Dawn and her mom? Again, Dawn, you might need to help us out with this one.
Aaron Tackle Me Tack It drew Brandy a picture of uncool beans. It's funny. Ask her to see it.
You might remember Brandy is played by this lady.
I hate you because your eyes are blue and you smell like a shoe stepping in doggy doo. I should have been a poet.
We'll have to ask her about uncool beans next time she's in.
So are you going to go out with Brian's brother?
Oh,
how about Jason? Dude, my dad is surprisingly being pretty cool. All right, dude.
Sarah says dude more in this note than John Goodman says it in 2 hours of The Big Lebowski.
Nothing is dude. Come on. You're being very undude.
Okay, Brandy's jewelry is jingly. Guess what I listened to last night? LL Cool J and Beastie Boys, just for the hell of it. I was bored. Actually, I was studying for biology. I think I might pass. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Oh boy, I miss Mr. C.
Is this a Happy Days reference?
Mr. C, I owe you.
Oh boy, I miss Mr. C. Poor dude. No one respected him. Do you think that could have been part of the reason why he left? Possibly. Who knows? Know what I mean, Jelly Bean?
We'll have Dawn fill us in on the case of the disappearing Mr. C later. Oh. But first, let's wrap this up.
Yo, better go. Dude. Wow, that rhymes.
See what listening to LL Cool J and Beastie Boys will do to you?
Love ya. Sarah. Smile.
Smiley face.
Yeah, way to go.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Goodness gracious. I don't know what was better, Donna's interpretation of your friend or your friend in general.
I don't know. Wow, that was great.
It is funny. It is funny how when the My Talk players read the written word of a high schooler, like when you write it, like I remember writing all of that type of goofy stuff, like,
yes,
you know, ta-ta for now, like TTFN. Back then, it seemed so cool. But when you verbalize it, as we do weekly, it is ridiculous. You know? It's just stupid. You think you're so cool with the, hey, 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 or dude, or dude, or... Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And Rocco.
Yeah, this is this championship. I mean, this all goes to him. He does a great job producing these. He's the best.
He takes these little notes and turns them into like shows.
It's just so funny how it's like he's a grown man talking to my high school friends, basically.
Yes.
The voice of Rocco, yeah. Commentating. It's just fantastic.
Hey, guess what I found, Dawn?
What?
Time now for Alexis Out of Context.
Oh, yeah.
Punched by a drunk gorilla. This has been Alexis Out of Context.
Oh, you know, great. It's, congratulations, Jason.
Thank you.
So frustrating whenever you can't find something.
And just because it took me so long, we're going to do one more.
Time now for Alexis Out of Context.
There's a beaver that's antagonizing my dogs.
Oh.
Yeah, they're abundant in Minnesota.
This has been Alexis Out of Context.
It's my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
It's my absolute. Oh, wait. Actually, no. This one's my favorite.
Time now for Alexis Out of Context.
Guess what, everybody? I bought some old sex toys, and I'm using them tonight.
This has been Alexis Out of Context.
That was a recent one, too. Yes.
That's for you, girl. Just for you. Oh. Somewhere she is shaking her head going, girl.
I hope she's not listening to us
right now. I hope sleeping. She's resting and asleep with the baby.
Yes.
7:42. We're going to take a break. What we're going to do is we're a little jumbled today because of fun announcements with Alexis. When we come back, some hot topics, and then at the top of the 8, we'll do some Would You Rather. Plus, yes. Dawn had an interesting TSA appointment yesterday. Is she ever going to be able to fly again? We'll find out in just a little bit. Stay with us.
Tell me what
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On my Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything sneakers. I'm Jace. Lex is off. Dawn McClain's here. Brother Rob's here. We have some Would You Rather coming up at the top of the 8, plus Dawn. We'll find out if the TSA is going to let her fly at all or if she's rejected. We'll find out all about that. I watched yesterday. I had a Mariah Carey fragrant moment.
Good, you need it.
Girl, believe me, I've been like...
I need a moment. I know. I need a fragrant moment.
I know. Kyle went to Andover. I'm like, I needed to just sit in the house by myself.
And have what I call hospital face, which is a blank expression. We're in, you're in the hospital and you don't have to react to anyone because no one's there.
I drooled. I'm not kidding. I sat on the couch. There was a moment. I did. I had to I'm drooling. I sat on the couch and because Kyle had the dogs. He took them to run. He took them to run on his parents' property at his parents' house. And I'm sitting there all by myself. I didn't even. I had the Apple TV on, but it was just the damn screensaver. I didn't. And I sat there. Yeah. I'm not kidding. I didn't even have the mechanism or the brain activity to grab the remote to do anything I just sat in my movie room. I sat there looking out the window and for about 5 minutes. And I thought, what? Oh, my goodness. I was just still. Anyway, so I eventually snapped out of it and started just watching. I sat on the couch. I wrapped myself up in this Afghan that my Aunt Pat made me. And I'm sitting there and I'm just watching clips. I'm watching this or that. I'm really not watching a comprehensive show. I'm not watching a complete show. I'm watching a little scene from this. I'm watching some View. I'm catching up on news. I jump on my iPad for a few minutes and peddiddle on there. I'm reading the Times. You know what I mean? I'm just peddiddling. But then I finally decided to watch like something. And I jumped on the Disney Plus. I jumped on the Disney Plus and I watched something that filled my little Jason Disney heart with so much joy. And I mean that capital J-O-Y joy. And that is called The Imagineering Project, I think it's called. Let me pull. I want to get the exact name because I want you all, if you have Disney Plus, I want you all to watch this. I'm going to name it spontaneously here because it is. It's an AbFab item of mine because I think you all will thoroughly enjoy it.
Absolutely fabulous.
So it's officially AbFab now. Oh, yes. The Imagineering Story. So if you don't know, Imagineers are the people at Walt Disney that create the magic. That's the easiest way to say it. They bring the animatronics to life. They design the rides. Everything fits under that umbrella. If you are in the business of creating magic, you are an Imagineer. You're an Imagineer at Disney. You can literally be an engineer. They have designers that are Imagineers. They have engineers that are, you know, they take the designs from you know, and then the engineers have to figure out how do you make the Matterhorn? How do you make Space Mountain? Anyway, this particular episode, because I think this is going to be a series, the first episode is all about creating Disneyland. So it is the opening of Disneyland. That's the main focus. It has never before seen behind the scenes, beautiful color footage of the building and constructing of Disneyland in 54 and then it opened in 55. Stunning video from the Disney family, from Walt's personal collection. You can see what Main Street USA looked like when it was just orange groves in Anaheim. You can see what it takes to make the animatronics on Pirates of the Caribbean. Then they talk about opening day, which cast members back then referred to as Black Sunday, because things were in such a disarray. My favorite little tidbit is it was one of the hottest days of the year on opening day for Disneyland, and things were moving so quickly that the cement wasn't cemented and women in high heels were sinking into the sidewalks.
Oh no.
Because, you know, back then in the 50s, people dressed up to go to amusement parks. But women in heels, they were sinking into the sidewalks. And then my other favorite little anecdote that we actually learned in one of our tours that we went to, the Keys to the Kingdom tour, people were selling counterfeit tickets. So they were over capacity by, I think, 2 times.
Oh, no.
So they ran, the plumbing messed up. There were no plumbers available. So Walt had to make the decision of toilets or water. So he chose toilets.
Thank you, Walt. Toilets win.
Which then he got bad publicity because people thought he was doing that to force everybody to buy Coca-Cola.
Oh, dang.
Just little stories like that.
This is the days, of course, before bottled water.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a new invention.
And then they talked about, you know, it ends, Angela Bassett narrates it, which, by the way, she has a fantastic voice for narration. Cool. We're talking about the Imagineering project on the Imagineering story, rather, on Disney Plus. And it ends, sadly, on Walt's death. And they talk about how he died. The day he died, the park still opened. The company and the family made the decision that Walt would want the park to open. And they had video of the tour guides and all the cast members lining up on Main Street crying. And they show this video of everybody crying, all the cast members. Mm. And it was just real touching, yeah. Just real touching. Oh. And how one of the last conversations that Walt had was with his brother, Roy. And he said he begged Roy to finish the Florida project. And the Florida project was obviously what we now know as Walt Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And Roy did it. Roy did it. And then Roy saw Disney World to its completion. And then sadly, Roy died several months after the opening of Walt Disney World. But he did it. He made his brother's dream come true. And if you go to Walt Disney World, there's a rather newish statue now of Roy.
Oh, really?
Sitting on a bench with Minnie.
Oh, how right, cute.
Yeah, right by City Hall there on, right as you Main get Street. To the, yeah, right on Main Street, USA.
So. What's this called again so I can put it in our show links?
The Imagineering Story on Disney Plus. Episode 1's available right now.
Okay, cool.
When we come back, will the government allow Dawn McClain to ever get on a plane again? Her TSA appointment, plus some Would You Rather, forced movie reviews, and more. A busy 8 o'clock hour begins right after this.
It's a beautiful day.